Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Sean Barber, former NFL linebacker. We'll talk to him about the effect that Yannick Ngakoue can have on the race between the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, what kind of player he is, and also take a look ahead to Chiefs and Broncos. We got a lot to get into in today's hits.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go.
I want to take over hit number one, and I want to tell you a story really quickly. So the city of Overland Park, they tweeted Patrick Mahomes. I don't know why they told Patrick Mahomes first, and they didn't tell me, since I'm the one that actually brought Whataburger here to Kansas City. So the city of Overland Park said, hey, Patrick Mahomes, we've got your first look at a taste of Texas right here in OP. Whataburger just submitted their plans for the former Salty Iguana site near 135th and U.S. 69. So they are building a Whataburger. One will be in Blue Springs. One will be in Overland Park. Can you tell me why Overland Park tweeted Patrick Mahomes and not me, since I'm the one that actually brought Whataburger here? I started a petition back when Patrick Mahomes was still in high school to bring Whataburger here. I'm really upset that everybody keeps getting the credit other than me.
Yeah, that is too bad. You do deserve a lot of credit for
Thank
that,
you.
And Pat doesn't deserve as much as he's been
Not
getting.
At all.
There's no question about that.
He gets credit for enough things. Why can't he let me have this?
Are you thinking about applying for the gig? Because I know you like it so much, and it was your idea. They're looking for a general manager for the store you're talking about.
We're actually in conversations right now to see. The money might not be enough for me to go ahead and take over.
Time could be an issue also.
I mean, if the money was right, I would just go work at Whataburger.
Oh,
I'd
yeah,
be like,
me too.
I'm out of here. Deuces. I'm gone. So we'll see what happens. We're having conversations right now. More than anything, I don't really need to work at Whataburger. I don't need to take over as a manager. I just want to do the endorsements. I'll do it for free. Whataburger, holla at me. I'll do it for free. I just need a gift card. Like Nick Wright, our good friend.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick Wright has a celebrity Chipotle gift card where whenever he wants Chipotle, he then gives them this card. They scan it and his order is free, whether if he gets it on the app or he goes in the store. That's what I need for Whataburger.
I think you've earned that. I think you've earned that.
Like Whataburger, holla at me.
Maybe not a lifetime of free Whataburgers. I would say for the first year that they're open,
that's all I need.
You should get one of these little coupons where you can walk in, not every day, but maybe twice a week, and get yourself a burger, fries, and a soda. I think you've definitely earned that right.
Somebody said, CDOT, bring White Castle to the OP. No, because it's gross.
I ate it one time and I vomited. I'm good on White Castle.
Next hit.
You don't like spicy ketchup. You don't get the endorsement. Bring it to me. I deserve it. I've earned it. You have too many endorsements.
That's how KU fans do. They see your blessing. They try to block it. That's how y'all get down. Y'all gross.
I was in Vegas. I was like a dozen beers deep, and then I had White Castle. So maybe that has something to do with the regurgitation. But either way, I'm good.
Two.
That was a hit?
That was hit number one.
That was a big
hit
time
number
hit.
One is where they're putting Whataburger. It's going to be on 135th and U.S. 69.
That's my old neck
that's
of the
way
woods.
Out there.
That's way out south.
Over by Shane Company. I go out there all the time.
I feel like that's been at least that little strip mall. I'm not saying that exact building, but that's been a few different places. So good luck to Whataburgers surviving for a while. I think
that building,
a
million percent
cursed.
That
movie theater, I used to be called Cinetopia. I haven't been.
It's AMC now.
Man, I went in there and they had a couch. Like, not like, you know how they have those like real comfy movie chairs?
Yeah.
They had a couch where you and Bae could get your little love seat. You could bring a blanket and really snuggle up while watching the movie. I was like, yo, Overland Park isn't that bad at all.
Rob,
I like it out here.
Is that the one by your crib where you grew up? Or was
yes.
it?
I've already alerted my parents that I'll be stopping by the crib a lot because the Whataburger's going to be right there.
Was that a thing?
Me and parents going to re-gel.
Glenwood South? I think that I used to watch movies there. And then the original Glenwood. You guys remember that movie theater?
I saw Star Wars
in Missouri. You always ask me these questions on things.
Well, you're allowed to cross the state lines.
who was taking me when I was 11 years old?
You don't need a passport to go from Kansas to Missouri, dog.
I mean, I assume you weren't spending a whole lot of time at Bannister Mall because you grew up in the Blue Valley School District. That is really wasn't where you was hanging out. You went over there.
I made it there once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah. That's like me in Metcalf South. I wasn't going out there a whole lot.
Shout out to Metcalf South and my beloved water fountain when you walk in. Rest in peace.
Have you ever like been talking to a girl and she didn't tell you where she lives and then you're like, yo, you live all the way out there. I don't know if this can work. That's how South Johnson County is. When she finally sends you her address and she lives on 150th, you're like, yo, this is the only time I'm coming out.
That's
here.
No
I'll
problem.
Never come over here again.
Platt City is when I see Platt City.
Okay,
I'm like,
well, I would have known way before she sent me the address that she lived in Platt City.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I actually, you know, made the 45-minute drive one time to meet a girl in my pre-girlfriend days, but I did, and it wasn't the great. I didn't know it was so far. Who knew?
Yeah, I'm not driving to Platt City.
Yo, that's out there.
Well, hit number two
we
this week.
Interview in Platt City, and I'd be like, I'll miss that week.
We live around
get it next
edge.
Week. I'll get it next week.
Beautiful people.
Hit number
in Platt
two
City.
Is this weekend.
No, they're not beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
I'd rather go to Iowa than Platt City if I had to choose
Rob,
between the two.
Talk over this gentleman.
Sweet Moses. That's very low on Platt City.
He's about to start saying something about to get cut off his mic.
This weekend, the Chiefs will take on Kansas City native Drew Locke. Sean, with him and Herbert, both the AFC West, which one of them do you view as a bigger threat to Patrick Mahomes?
What city is he from, Drew Locke?
Lee Summit.
You got a problem with Lee Summit?
No,
it's the Overland Park in Missouri.
Lee Summit.
I wouldn't
that's
know.
What it is.
I'm from Kansas. I'm not allowed over there. I don't know what that's like. I don't know what you asked me about Drew Locke, so I think that he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's as good as Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert
in the
division.
You know the hits that are on the computer, right? Like you can read the hits and follow along on the thing and know what he's asking.
No,
you.
I don't like to do that. I just like to not
pay
attention.
Who do you like more, Herbert or Locke? That was the question.
Herbert. I think most people do.
I don't think that Drew Locke has a chance to be a star. I don't think he has a really high ceiling. I think Locke's ceiling is like consistently being the 12th best quarterback in the NFL. I think Herbert has a chance to be a top five quarterback at some time in his career. Will he reach it? Probably not, but I think Herbert has a chance to be a star in the league. I don't really see that kind of potential for Drew Locke. So if you're asking me who do I think is the bigger threat for Mahomes, I think it's Herbert. I really like his athleticism, and if he can get the accuracy part down, I think Herbert has a chance to be really, really good.
I think it's going to be a great battle for the next 10 to 12 years between those guys for second place. I hope they enjoy themselves.
Somebody said, where would you rather go? Platt City or Leavenworth? Hell would be the answer to that. The only time you go to Platt City is for fireworks. That's the only time you would ever go to a place like Platt City.
I always wonder what happened to you in these particular places. Like, you must have had a bad night there. The way you talk about Topeka, you must have drove through and been at the gas station and got gas all over you or something. Like, I don't know what your problem is in these places.
I'm just saying is if you've ever been to Topeka, you can see why it's not a great place, why it's not a lot of fun. If you've ever been to any of these places, you'd be like, yo, you look around there and whenever the best restaurant in your town is Sonic, that's not a place I'm really that interested in going.
In Topeka.
It's not really, I'm not really that interested in going.
I feel bad for you that grew up on the Missouri side because you always tell me about your field trips growing up. Like, we went to Exchange City, right? We went to the Capitol building in Topeka. I don't know what the hell you guys did, but I can tell you this. Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission,
American
Kansas
Royal.
Side. Yeah, y'all went to American Royal?
We went to the American Royal. I saw A Christmas Carol a couple times while I was a kid. We went to the zoo.
Oh, the zoo's
when I
a
was
good
there,
one.
Yeah, the zoo's a great place.
We went to the Coterie Theater.
We had great field trips
at Crown. Okay, but let's not compare Missouri school kids field trips to Kansas because we got Exchange City, dog.
I don't think anybody has ever compared the school districts in Kansas City to the one in Overland Park.
I'm not talking about the field trips.
That's also part of it.
Exchange City.
Did you really put Exchange City and the state capital as two good ones? The state capital stunk. It was a boring day.
Well, compared to Exchange City,
that's a great field trip. I'll ride with you there. That's a great field trip.
Which one?
Both of them are great field trips.
State Capitol's okay. Rob's being a little bit harsh on it.
That's a great field
trip. You
take the
bus ride?
In Top City for 3 hours.
Like 45 minutes and you get to see the rotunda?
Yes,
whatever the hell
it
that
is
works.
A rotunda.
But yeah, I mean, Exchange City. Like, help me out here. Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line, 913-576-7610. It doesn't get any better. Like, that day you're going to Exchange City is the last day of school and field day and Christmas morning all combined.
Sometimes I really wonder, like, sometimes I'm, like, laying there in bed. You know, sometimes you, like, think about the show, and I really wonder, what year can I say that Sean peaked? Like, we all have, like, a peak year. Like, I think I peaked at 26. Like, 2014, 2015, that was the highlight of my life. I'll never be as good at radio. That was the peak for me. I wonder if it was, like, the day you went to Exchange City.
No, after that, I would say.
Or the day you went to the Up and Smoke Tour.
Yeah.
Like, you maybe haven't been the same person since.
It's been a decade plus, I would say. I would say 1998, 1999. Like, frosted tips and, yeah, the chronic 2001.
You had frosted tips? Well, you buried the lead here.
You didn't?
No, I was like eight.
I didn't either. This might be a surprise to you guys.
No,
I
that,
never,
doesn't, that doesn't surprise
I never
me that
had
you
the frosted
didn't.
Tips.
But, yeah, I mean, back
I,
in
wasn't,
the,
wasn't really a
Did you bleach your hair?
In 97, why does your voice get so high every time you talk about
this,
it?
Why do we talk about the Milli Vanilli stuff but never this?
No, I use the cap method. So we would like... I'd have one of my friend's sisters, Chrissy Palomba, she would pull my hair through the cap, and it was just the bleach tips. I didn't do the whole thing.
Oh, someone on the text line makes a good point. We also went to the Steamboat Arabia. We also went there. That was also
that's a good field trip.
Very strong field
that's
trip.
That's probably the most, besides the Negro Leagues Museum, I think it's probably the second best museum in town. I love that museum, though. Steamboat Arabia, that's a good time.
Four.
Well, the Chiefs' opponent this week is the Denver Broncos, who are GM'd by former Bronco quarterback John Elway. Now, the pressure's starting to mount for Denver to hit him on the hot seat. But, C-Dot, is it fair to compare what Elway has done in Denver to what Royals general manager Dayton Moore has done with the Royals?
I think the two are much more similar than people want to give credit. If you look at post their run... So Elway had a four-year run where the Broncos were one of the three best teams in the NFL. The Royals had that three-year run from 2013, 14, and 15. We all know what happened. Both teams went to two championship games. They both left with the ring. Since then, the Royals have won 42.9% of their games. The Broncos have won 42.1% of their games. The Royals haven't had a winning season since they won the World Series. The Broncos have had one winning season since they won the Super Bowl. They've both changed coaches during that time. I know what Dayton has done. He has done a magnificent job. But I think if you're both organizations and winning seems to be a little bit in the future, do you have the right person to navigate it and get you back to that point? Denver is certainly asking that question. We'll see if new management is asking that question about Dayton Moore.
You know what I always say, C-Dot, whenever we get in these type of conversations, just tell the whole story. And the whole story is, before John Elway became the general manager of the Broncos, they were pretty good. In fact, they had this quarterback named John Elway who took them to five different Super Bowls. It was a stable organization. They were getting quarterbacks that weren't that bad until he got there and he went, yeah, Tim Tebow looks good, Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, all these different dudes, and it hasn't worked out. So I think it's a little bit disingenuous, if you will, to compare Dayton Moore, because when Dayton got here, the cupboard was completely bare. His best player was what? Jose Guillen, Gil Mesh, like he had a bunch of crap. So it's not like they took over the same situation. The Broncos,
I agree there.
The previous 25 years, were probably one of the better organizations. The Royals, before Dayton Moore got there, were hands down the worst organization, definitely in baseball and maybe in American professional sports. So if you just go by the numbers, I don't think that's telling the whole story.
Five.
Earlier today on The Drive, former Chiefs and Kansas State wide receiver Kevin Lockett joined the show. You can catch that on the podcast page. He said this about the development of Mecole Hardman.
What did he say, Rob?
I have literally no idea why this is not playing.
I'll play it for you.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Mecole has is he clearly has just athletic, God-given ability. I mean, he's one of the faster players in the league. You know, when I saw him come out of college, I thought to me, maybe it was a little bit of a stretch pick at that point because he didn't seem this polished. And so if I have to pick any area, it's maybe him polishing up as a receiver, right? We saw Tyreek do it. Tyreek excelled in the first couple of years purely on talent alone and being able to outrun folks. And now if you really sit down and watch Tyreek, he still does that from an athletic perspective. But Tyreek runs great routes. He gets in and out of his breaks right now. And so he's not just getting open because he's fast now. He's also getting open because he's understood and he's worked on the craft of being a true wide receiver. And I think that's where Mecole can learn a little bit from what Tyreek has done. And I think if he'll polish up just a little bit on the art of pure route running and understanding coverages and understanding how to beat guys one-on-one, then his God-given talents, his speed and so forth will take over.
Sean, do you agree with Lockett? If Hardman is able to improve those little things, he could potentially end up like a player like Tyler Lockett is for the Seahawks.
I doubt it. He's never going to turn into Tyler Lockett. I think Tyler Lockett's maybe a top 10 wide receiver in the league. I don't think I've seen anything from Mecole Hardman that tells me he's going to be that guy. If anything, I think I see more of a Percy Harvin where he's just a gadget type player that might break off a few long runs or jet sweeps or reverses and maybe have a couple of long touchdown catches. But yeah, I really don't think necessarily that he's ever going to turn into anything like Tyreek Hill. So those comparisons are probably a little bit unfair, even the day that the Chiefs drafted him. My question, C-Dot, would be this. Going forward, who do you think has more catches for this team this year? Mecole Hardman or Le'Veon Bell?
It's a really good question. Probably Le'Veon Bell, because I think the volume's just going to be there, kind of catching it out of the backfield. I also think, like, once everybody gets back, he's still going to have a defined role in the offense, and I don't really know if Mecole Hardman's going to have that. I'm not maybe as down on Mecole as you are right now, which is very weird that we've sort of flip-flopped in this. The thing for Mecole just needs to be, he has to start doing the little things at a high level. Like, I don't think we give Tyreek Hill enough credit for what he developed and turned himself into. He was a world-class athlete, a track star, one would say. But then he started putting the time in. He started running much better routes. That right now, he's not getting those big-time pass plays. Tyreek Hill does not have a game over 100 yards. They're not having those two-catch, 105-yard days the way that they were early on. When you think about it, that's when Mecole Hardman was really having success. Teams weren't defending the Chiefs the exact same way. Now that they've taken the home run ball away from Mecole Hardman, what else can you do on the field? That's, to me, where he has to sort of establish himself as an offensive player. Can you start doing the little things? Can you do the things that DeMarcus Robinson can do? Can you do the things that Byron Pringle can do? Can you be a guy that just doesn't hit the big play over 20 yards? Can you be a guy who can move the chains on third and five? That's what I think Tyler Lockett it's good at. I don't have Tyler Lockett in my top 10, but I think Lockett has a pretty defined role. You know, you can go to him on third and eight. You know, you can go to him on third and six, and he can help you move the chains. Do you know if Mecole Hardman can do that right now? The only way that they trust him to do that is on jet sweeps. They don't trust him in those scenarios to throw him the football. That's where he has to develop and take that next step.
And now's the time. And I don't mean like this year. I mean, literally starting this week and really last week, but for the next couple of weeks, you got Sammy Watkins out. You play three below average defenses. This is the chance for Mecole Hardman to, I'm talking about more of an impact than we saw from Byron Pringle, more of an impact than we saw from D-Rob, actually be a guy that goes out there. I'd love to see him four catches this week, four catches next week, 75 yards, 80 yards, a touchdown, so we can look at him when everybody's healthy and Sammy comes back and say, now Mecole Hardman's actually another threat for Patrick Mahomes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.